when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Lovely version by Nina Simone of a Bacharach David song. Summing up for you, I don't know, an elegant hotel or a casino and a vodka martini shaken, not stirred? Well, perhaps it should. That is The Look of Love from the 1966 film Casino Royale. Hello, this is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York, where it's summertime and the beaches are crowded. Well, the beaches are so crowded, in fact, this is usually the week I have taken every year now for 4 years in August to be, quote, on vacation. Well, clearly I'm not on vacation because I'm in our sweltering studio with our magician of a technician, Kyle Lynch, but we're going to take a vacation from Broadway music this week and turn to a genre that I simply adore, which is film music, but James Bond film music. And the music of the James Bond films have been their own little cult, their own kind of subgenre that is so exciting and thrilling, and you'd be shocked to learn how many people from the Broadway scene have helped nudge it along over the years. So we're going to be listening to a variety of James Bond themes, a couple of them original artists, but also covers, which is something we like to do on Broadway to Main Street. So let us go back to 1962 for the first film version of an Ian Fleming novel, Dr. No. And a very important theme was written by a British composer named Monty Norman, who had collaborated on the musical Irma La Douce, which was a big hit in London and then Broadway. Here is the theme, orchestrated up and arranged by John Barry, which served as what I would say the platform, the venue for so many moments of thrills, chills, and spills in the movies. The James Bond theme. Yeah.
from Russia with love I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue-tied young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no to Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care again. My from Russia with love.
Now, did that sound familiar, but not exactly familiar? Well, that singer was Jack Jones, a great pop singer of the 1960s, and he covers a version more well-known by Matt Monro, but that's one of the things we're doing today, is sort of changing up the James Bond scene. Well, they changed a lot of James Bonds. There was Connery and Roger Moore and George Lazenby, and so why not change up some singers? That song, From Russia with Love, obviously the title tune to the second James Bond movie, was actually written by Lionel Bart, the same guy who wrote Oliver and Maggie May and a great friend of ours from the West End and Broadway. So we're looking a little bit at that collaboration. Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley brought a number of shows to Broadway, including Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, and The Roar of the Grease Paint, and The Smell of the Crowd, and they too were asked to write a James Bond title number. We're not going to hear the lyrics now, but we're going to hear the fabulous tune as rendered by Jimmy Smith, one of my favorite jazz artists of all time. Here is the theme to Goldfinger. hear all of you out there listening on your car radio stuck in traffic on Route 27 saying, oh, wait a minute, we're what, 15 minutes into a James Bond show and we haven't heard Shirley Bassey yet? Well, we'll hear Shirley Bassey in a minute. John Barry was, what would I say, the poet laureate of the Bond music movie music. He was a jazz musician, had a group called the John Barry Seven, and he came in as an arranger on Dr. No, and clearly it was a match made in heaven. He was asked to write a song for Thunderball, the 1965 James Bond movie, and he brought in Leslie Bricusse, who had written the lyrics or co-written the lyrics to Goldfinger, another great West End Broadway hand, and they wrote a great song, and it was rejected because nobody knew what the title meant, and the suit said, look, we have to have a Thunderball song, and they brought in Tom Jones to sing a very inferior song, in my opinion. Anyway, here is the song intended for Thunderball, and I give a big shout-out to my friend and colleague Ed German, because he will often play this. And we'll hear Shirley Bassey sing Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
That's why the zero is double, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's suave and he's smooth, and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Strangers pass like a knife, he cuts through life like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool, he's from the school that loves and leaves them a pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bangs, not a fool. Like a knight, he cuts through life, like every day's the last. He's fast, and he's cool, he's from the school that loves and leaves them a pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bangs, not a fool.
Thank you.
That was the Count Basie Orchestra tackling the theme to Thunderball. That's the music that ultimately went into the title track, music by John Barry. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we're kind of on vacation from Broadway, sort of. Well, here's some Broadway people. And maybe you'll call today's episode Broadway to Bond Street. Get it? The Bond movies were so popular in the 1960s that everybody wanted to make one, and the first, as it were, knockoff, for legal reasons which would take an hour to explain, was called Casino Royale in 1967. I think it may have said 66 earlier in the broadcast, forgive me. And here they got Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who better in the 1960s, to write music for that movie. And here is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass to take us to saving the world at Casino Royale. That was 007, named after our titular hero, Agent 007. That was John Barry 7 in orchestra. I mentioned earlier, John Barry started as a jazz guitarist and formed his own ensemble, and it was his jazzy sensibility that lifted all this music up into the stratosphere. Here is the title number from the James Bond picture You Only Live Twice. This is lyrics by Don Black and music by John Barry, You Only Live Twice, sung not by Nancy Sinatra. Sorry, her boots walk this number right out of the building. This is Holly Cole.
So it seems, one life for yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems
Holly Cole. I think I made the mistake of saying the lyricist was Don Black. It was actually Leslie Bricus. Well, in 1969, they had a new James Bond, George Lazenby, and a lot of people really like this next movie. I sure do. If Connery had been in it, maybe it was the best, would be the best, who knows. But for On Her Majesty's Secret Service, John Barry deployed the most majestic score for me ever written for a Bond film. Here is the instrumental title track from On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and then a wonderful number sung for the film by Louis Armstrong.
Thank you. time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
Wistful song. Those of you who know the movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service know that James Bond's wife dies in that. That was one of the last songs that Louis Armstrong ever recorded for a James Bond movie. A lovely job. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street. We're going to Bond Street today and celebrating mostly the work of John Barry. Here is Chaka Khan. Remember her? Singing the title number to Diamonds Are Forever. Yes, this time with lyrics by Don Black.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it, and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me. For when love's gone,
little finger. Unlike men, the diamonds linger. Men are mere mortals who are not worth going to.
Music by Paul McCartney, but not Paul McCartney. That was Chrissie Hynde of the Pretenders singing Live and Let Die, the 1973 movie that introduced Roger Moore as James Bond. And probably the first, perhaps last and only time you will hear Chrissie Hynde on Broadway to Main Street. Well, in 1983, Sean Connery came back for another one of these strange one-off Bond movies, which I actually like a lot, called Never Say Never Again, and they got Michel Legrand and Marilyn Allen Bergman, the Bergmans, to write the title number. Here is Lanny Hall singing it. Again, another example of great songwriters attracted to the Bond excitement. Never Say Never Again.
Never, never say never again. Never, never say never again.
Lanny Hall from Never Say Never Again. Well, one of the themes we're trying to braid today on Broadway to Bond Street is a number of Broadway hands who worked over the years on the James Bond scores. And in fact, John Barry wrote a couple of very interesting musicals, which didn't work, but he also tried his hand on Broadway. We'll talk about that more some other time, I'm sure. Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer Sager worked together for The Spy Who Loved Me, and of course Marvin Hamlisch, one of our great Broadway composers. Carly Simon recorded the hit song. This was recorded as a cover by a woman. I'm not going to tell you who she is, but you Broadway fans out there might guess if I say, "And I'm telling you, I'm not spying." Here is Nobody Does It Better.
Keeping all my secrets safe tonight. magic inside you that keeps me from running. Just keep it coming. How do you learn to do the things you do? Oh, baby, and nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. And oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, you're the best. Yeah, hey, hey, baby.
If that and thing at the end, it sounds like Anthony Newley playing Tevye. If that didn't give it away, I don't know what would. Of course, that was, yes, you in the back, Jennifer Holliday, the star of 1982's Dreamgirls, doing her version of a Bond song in the best kind of Shirley Bassey, Dionne Warwick tradition. Not Carly Simon, but I think a very good and soulful version of that music. Well, I hope you enjoyed our walk down Bond Street. We detoured off Broadway today. We went down Bond Street to visit M down in Whitehall today. I love the James Bond music, most of which was composed by John Barry, not all of it. And I think it has such a theatricality and has had such a life subsequent to the James Bond movies. It's nice for a change to change it up and hear some other people cover that music. And our good pal Ed German often covers this kind of music on his Urban Jazz Experience. So it's my little shout out to my pal Ed German here at WPPB. Well, this was our, quote, on vacation week. I hope you enjoyed it anyway. Even if it wasn't exactly Broadway, we'll be back next week and this fall, and when we're approaching our 200th episode, can you imagine? So you can go to iTunes and look under podcasts, look under Broadway to Main Street, and celebrate all 200, almost nearly 200 discrete episodes of Broadway music. And thanks for indulging me. Well, what do we finish with? Well, I'm happy to say that this great Bond tradition of great music has been celebrated in 2012, I think, in particular. It faltered a bit. I mean, you had some strange groups like A-ha and Garbage, and a lot of their renditions were, shall we say, garbage. But here is Adele, and I don't think this will be the last time we'll hear Adele on Broadway to Main Street, but here's a song that won the Oscar with her performing it, which she also wrote with Paul Epworth. Here is Skyfall. So enjoy your on vacation week, and we'll see you next Sunday and get back to Broadway.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10.
feel the earth move, and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.